Healing and Recovering from UFO Contacts. From the book UFO, Healings, True Accounts of People Healed by Extraterrestrials by Preston Dennett. Part 2. Healing of Serious Illnesses and Chronic Diseases. Disease has always been one of the most feared and mysterious things on Earth. The evolution of disease on Earth is fascinating. Throughout history, various plagues and epidemics have wiped out large portions of humanity. Diseases like the Black Death, bubonic plague, cholera, polio, diphtheria, typhoid, smallpox and countless others raged unchecked through the population, killing millions of people. It wasn't until the germ theory of disease origins became popular that modern human doctors exercised some control over the unseen killers. Then came the widespread use of vaccinations. Soon the medical profession had access to penicillin and many other wonder drugs. Diseases, it seemed, had finally come under control. Of course, this was a major step forward, but hardly the end of disease. Many diseases continue to exist whose causes are still only partly understood. Consider the disease known as multiple sclerosis, which is a chronic disease of the nervous system. The symptoms include shaking limbs and uncontrolled spasms, difficulties with speech and eye movement, and an unsteady gait. There is no known cure, nor are the causes understood. However, the following case of a UFO healing involves a curing of this dreaded disease. As we shall see, the healing of this so-called chronic disease seems to have been permanent. Case number 042. On August 30, 1979, retired Canadian Army officer Jean Cyr of Street Eustache, Quebec, and his family were drawn outside of a strange humming sound. Once outside, they saw a large, glowing metallic disc rise from the fields behind their house and hover over their home, flashing down bright beams of light. They called up the nearby airport, who also confirmed that they could see the UFO. The tower controller vectored in a plane, but the UFO winked out and came back when the plane left. Another attempt provoked the same response. Meanwhile, neighbors of the CIS saw the object and called in the police. 5 hours later, the UFO left, leaving strange circular marks in a nearby field from where it was initially seen rising. Mr. Cyr and his family were extensively investigated by various UFO groups. Meanwhile, over the next few weeks, they began having more sightings. During one sighting, the UFO was again observed hovering low over the Cyr residence. Jean Cyr was able to get an audio recording of the UFO. Many other people in the area also saw the UFO. Cyr also noticed strange marks on his body that couldn't be explained. Although this case has many fascinating aspects, the most fascinating of all is the amazing cure received by Jean Cyr. Before the encounter, Cyr suffered badly from multiple sclerosis and had to go to the hospital for treatment every 2 weeks. Normally, he would be in a wheelchair virtually paralyzed. However, after the series of encounters, Cyr appeared to be completely cured. As the report on the case reads, all symptoms of the disease have gone, and he hasn't had a stroke since. As can be seen, diseases of the nervous system are quite serious indeed. However, the nervous system can be destroyed in ways other than disease. In the following case, a young man suffered from a severe cerebral aneurysm which completely destroyed his nervous system. Fortunately for him, he was the close friend of a contactee. And by the good graces of the aliens involved, a cure was effected. Case number 050. In 1984, João Vicente of Botucatu, Brazil, suffered near-fatal cerebral aneurysm. He was rushed to the hospital and put on life support equipment. Unfortunately, his aneurysm was so severe that the brain was flooded with blood, destroying the nervous system. The pressure inside João's skull was so heavy that surgery was impossible. Doctors recommended removal of the life support equipment because there was nothing that modern medicine could do for him. Then came an interesting turn of events. João Valeno, the hospital doorman, was a close friend of Vicente. Valeno also happened to be in contact with extraterrestrials. Valeno had experienced numerous contacts, was taken on tours of the solar system, was given predictions and physical artifacts, and was also permitted to take photographs of the UFOs and the aliens on their home planet. Valeno was well known for his contacts, so the doctors in the hospital asked Valeno if he would ask the aliens for some medicine. This is absolutely out of question regarding the cosmic blind people of the hospitals here in Scandinavia, but indicates the more open attitude to space contacts in South America. R.O.N. Valeno agreed, and during his next contact, was given medicine by the ETs to give Vicent. UFO investigator Rodolfo R. K. Salato was one of the principal investigators of the case. Permission has been graciously given to quote extensively from his report, which is published in the book, UFO Abduction at Botchakatu, published by the UFO Photo Archives. As K. Salato says, João Valeno obtained from the ETs a substance that after a simple analysis showed a very low fusion point. It melts at body temperature. The instructions were that the substance was to be rubbed into the foot sole, and something would form on that place, and the residue from the brain, hemorrhage, would come out there. And that is exactly what happened, K. Salato continues, and João Vicente started getting a little better. Sometime later, João Valério brought another substance to be rubbed on the spinal column, and that is being done now. X-rays are showing now that a new nervous system is taking over the older one destroyed. New arteries, and the damaged organs are being encapsulated by new tissue, all shown in the X-rays. The doctors call it a miracle. I saw João Vicente and he shook my hand and spoke some words and is getting better. This cure is not only well verified, but investigators managed to procure some of each batch of medicine for chemical analysis. Neither substance was identifiable. As the report of the first medicine reads, the substance was in soft crystal form with the crystals about the size and color of raw sugar. The crystals had to be kept away from heat because they began to melt down at about 115 degrees Fahrenheit. When held in palms and rubbed together, they decomposed into a greasy substance that was then absorbed or evaporated away or both. The result of the testing was that the substance was chemically unique. The second substance was never analyzed due to lack of funds. It costs over $1,000 for a typical analysis. The second substance, which was applied to Vicente's spinal column, was described as a dark irregular granular material from very fine up to 3 millimeters across. It was not in true crystalline form, as it lacked regularity, but looked more like it had been crushed, more like small shards. These pieces were semi-transparent, and of a dark reddish-brown color like shattered garnet stones. The full account of this amazing case, and the above-mentioned photos are all contained in the book, UFO Abduction at Botchakatu. The extraterrestrials' ability to cure disease seems nothing short of miraculous. Our human doctors are often helpless in the face of such horrendous health problems. However, the alien doctors seem to have no problem in this area. Their ability to regrow a new organ system may seem like science fiction, but more than one person has reported this type of cure. The Norwegian contactee of Jacobsen Art Picture Down says he has witnessed this kind of healing on a big mother ship, and he himself was also cured in his first contact. R.O.REM. The beam of light he, of said, emerged from above a pyramid building inside the enormous mothership, hit him in his chest, and he was spontaneous healed and recharged. His contacts was from an advanced civilization in M13, Hercules, that he have contacts to, but rarely, years between the contacts. He got healing abilities after that contact, and a video production is made about him of some students on a high school at Lillehammer, Norway in 2001, some from page 96. Still, however, they're isolated cases, which sometimes prove to be fatal. The following case involves a severe case of diphtheric, which was probably fatal, except for the fact that extraterrestrials intervened and cured the victim of the disease. Case number 016. In 1962, Alice Haggerty, then 6 years old, was stricken with diphtheria. Because of a religious background, Alice had not been vaccinated against the disease. For the same religious reasons, her parents refused to take her to the hospital. The doctor said that the condition was serious, but Alice's parents refused to listen. Over the next 2 weeks, her condition continued to deteriorate. The doctor visited daily, and at the end of the 2 weeks, he told Alice's mother that he did not expect Alice to live through the night. Alice, however, happened to be an abductee, and would eventually have several abductions. She tells the complete story of her abductions in an audio, taped interview available from the International UFO Library magazine. She is also one of the cases presented in David Jacobs' book, Secret Life, under the pseudonym, Lynn Miller. She has released her real name in her audio, taped interview. On the evening in question, Alice was abducted by friendly aliens which she then described as angels in white robes with silver belts. Alice remembers being transported inside a UFO where the aliens told her she would be cured. They waved a small rod-like device around her body, and then made her stand inside a large blue cylinder with a little window. The aliens watched as a bright blue light was emitted from the top into the center of the cylinder. The light moved slowly down from the top of the machine until it was about 8 inches from the top of Alice's head. The light then retreated and Alice was instructed to exit the cylinder. According to Jacobs, the aliens informed her in a matter of fact manner that she was now cured and cleansed. Alice then underwent more of the typical types of procedures that are often performed aboard UFOs. The next morning, Alice's mother found her playing on the floor as if everything were perfectly normal. Alice was ordered back into bed by her mother and her doctor, but both admitted that the diphtheria was completely and totally gone. Another serious and chronic disease that afflicts a great many people is rheumatism. Rheumatism typically causes various joints in the body to become stiff and inflamed. The condition is very painful and, although treatments are available, there is no known cure. However, the fact that there is no known cure does not mean that a cure is non-existent. In fact, the following case is a solid example of someone who was cured of rheumatism by a UFO. Case number 023. On December 9, 1968, an unidentified Peruvian customs official was on his deck when he was struck on the front side of his body by violet rays from a UFO. The customs official was instantly cured of two disorders. One was the dramatic improvement of his vision. Before, he was severely myopic and wore thick glasses. After the encounter, his vision was perfect. In addition, he suffered from rheumatism, that is, until his UFO encounter. After being struck by the violet rays, his rheumatism completely disappeared. Another serious disease, which affects millions, is arthritis legit. Arthritis is basically an inflammation of the joints. In most cases, it is a chronic disease. It can also be painful and crippling. It can strike anyone at any age, but is most common among the elderly. In the following two accounts, people were cured of crippling arthritis after a close encounter with a UFO. Case number 057. Anda Soto of Watsonville, California, was driving with her boyfriend one afternoon in December 1988 when their car was suddenly enveloped in fog. Shortly later, they saw a bright, orange globe of light hovering over a nearby field. De Soto had seen UFOs before, so they turned their car and headed towards the light. At that point, they experienced a period of missing time. Their next memory is walking into De Soto's boyfriend's house nearly 5 hours later. They both went inside and fell into a deep sleep. The next morning, they both found that the bedsheets had blood stains. Anne also had a strange fork-looking mark on her hip. Even more amazing is that she was cured. As the report says, the arthritis she carried for years in that hip disappeared. Case number 065. May X is a 60-year old waitress employed at a truck stop in Mississippi. Her job required her to be on the road in the early morning hours. On December 15, 1989, at 4 a.m., May was heading home when a bright light hovered over her car. Suddenly, it was 6 a.m., and May found herself waking up with her car parked along the side of the road. She had vague memories of being in a strange doctor's examining room. She remembered several figures standing around her while a doctor stood next to her and passed some kind of rod over her body again and again. May was perplexed as to what happened to her, but she was even more surprised to find that she had physical symptoms of the encounter. May had suffered from severe arthritis for several years. In fact, the arthritis was so bad that May found that she was about to be forced into retirement with no benefits. The arthritis was present in her wrist, knee and finger joints. After the missing time abduction, May discovered that her arthritis was gone. She no longer felt any pain, allowing her to continue her employment. The number one killer of Americans today is heart disease. There are at least 5 cases on record of healings involving the heart. The first case comes from Katharina Wilson, who has written a book about her UFO experiences titled Alien Jigsaw. Case number 060. On August 7, 1989, real estate broker Katharina Wilson of Portland, Oregon, was injured by a nearby strike of lightning while staying in Pensacola, Florida. She knew she was injured by the strike, but decided to wait until morning to see if her condition improved. Katharina also happened to be a UFO abductee, having had a huge number of encounters. That night, she was visited again. She woke up to find herself lying on her back on a table, suffering from excruciating chest pains. As Katharina watched from a dissociated state, gray-type aliens cut a square into her chest and attached a black mechanism with several extensions to the hole in her chest. When the pain became particularly intense, the aliens telepathically told her, "We are repairing your heart. You will be okay now." The next morning, Katharina woke up with a sore chest, but was otherwise healthy. As she says, "The first thing I did when I got out of bed was to look for a scar or a square cut into my chest. I found nothing. No blood on my sheets and no scar. My chest was sore throughout the day, but it was not as sore as I would have expected it to feel after such a radical operation. I believe this machine they had over my heart was realigning the electrochemical impulses in my heart because they had been altered by the lightning. Somehow I believed the aliens were repairing the damage the high voltage of the lightning had done to my heart." Katharina reports that she has undergone a large number of operations at the hands of aliens. As she says, "They have performed surgery on me many, many times. It was shocking to remember the different times the aliens had performed surgery on me. What could the aliens be doing to me that would require my having surgery so often? It was not the first time I felt I may be a part of a huge experiment." Arterial sclerosis, air forkalning, is one of the leading forms of heart disease. Fortunately, we have many new treatments of heart disease. One of these treatments is radical but effective. It involves inserting miniature lasers into major arteries to clear them of fatty obstructions. In the following case, extraterrestrials used this exact procedure. Case number 068. Edward Carlos, a fine arts professor in Pennsylvania, has had many UFO encounters. In fact, he is one of the clients of John Mack, M.D., and is featured in Mack's book, Encounters. On April 15, 1990, he was visiting the island of Iona between Scotland and Ireland when he saw an inexplicable beam of light coming down from the clouds. Shortly later, the beam struck him and he experienced a missing time abduction. In the past, he had had many UFO encounters, some of which he remembered consciously. He began seeing Mack and undergoing hypnotic regression. He was able to recover the memories from the 1990 incident under hypnosis, during which he recalled being examined by several entities, including a reptilian-like humanoid, small white, skinned humanoids, and insect-like robotic creatures. He recalled having an anal examination to determine his health. As he says, they are clarifying that the inside of me is okay, and they are operating on me. If there is anything not right, the process can be healing. As he lay there, they examined his various organ systems, including his heart. They then used a laser-like light to clear Gilos arteries. As he says, they can cause the change with their laser-like instruments. I feel an extremely heat in my heart, think it's healing. Healing of diabetes, case number 094. In Tbilisi, Georgia, Russian people are allegedly having contacts on a daily basis. This information comes from UFO researcher Helga Morrow, who owns a rare Russian UFO documentary. Says Helga, after almost 6 hours of studying this film carefully, I feel it is the most outstanding first-hand information about extraterrestrials ever to be filmed anywhere in the world. The film recounts several healings, including the following. The shaven stomach of a man shows a slight scar. He was permanently and painlessly cured of a heart condition. That is the sum total of the report. Cures from this area have appeared earlier in this book, and as we shall see in a later chapter, it is the location of several other dramatic cures by extraterrestrials. Yet another disease that causes much needless suffering is diabetes. Diabetes is a metabolic disorder, which often becomes apparent when the patient exhibits excessive thirst and urination. The most common type, diabetes mellitus, is caused by the body's failure to produce enough insulin, which helps to regulate the blood sugar level. Diabetes, if left untreated, can quickly lead to coma and death. Unfortunately, there is no known cure. There is, however, an unknown cure, as this next dramatic case clearly shows. Unfortunately, there is no date provided for the case. Case number 095. In Tbilisi, Georgia, a young diabetic girl told her family that she had been contacted by friendly aliens who cured her of her disease. According to her account, she was awakened by an alien with the name of Bonnie Tari, who took her aboard a UFO. Once aboard, she met another friendly alien named Anuda, who put a respiratory type of device over her face. The aliens appeared human except that their lips were very thin. While on board, they offered her a sweet drink, which she refused because of her diabetes. Another alien named Adari told her that she was now cured. Back at home, her doctor administered a blood test and pronounced the girl free of the disease. An interesting fact is that the girl was given some mysterious stones, which she was told to place in a glass of water. She was instructed to drink the water to assist in the cure. Today the girl no longer suffers from diabetes. Humanity has struggled against a huge number of diseases. Fortunately, medical progress has allowed some diseases to be totally eradicated. Polio was one dreaded disease that caused near panic in the areas where it broke out. Parents kept their children home from school and streets became largely deserted. They knew the horrors of the disease firsthand. Polio is an infectious viral disease that affects the central nervous system. Although not fatal, the disease causes muscle weakness and eventually, paralysis. There are several treatments, but there are no cures. Widespread inoculations have largely eradicated the disease. However, because inoculations are a relatively recent discovery, many people are still suffering from the ravages of the disease. The following two cases both involve people who were cured of this disease by extraterrestrials. Case number 083. Contactee John Adams of Toronto, Canada was stricken with polio of the spine when he was just an infant. He spent 3 years in the Shriners Crippled Children's Hospital in Toronto, Canada. Doctors expected that he would die. However, they attempted treatment anyway. He was given gamma globulin, and to the doctor's surprise, the treatment worked. John immediately began a slow recovery. He had always thought that the human doctors were responsible for his recovery. It wasn't until many years later that John even realized he had been having repeated encounters with extraterrestrials. Under hypnosis, he was able to recall his memories of ET contact. It was then that he discovered who was really responsible for his remarkable recovery. Under hypnosis, John recalled scenes of people around me talking. He has only 6 months to live, and exposing a part of my body, turning to me and asking, "Do you want us to take out the black vein or the red one?" John believes that this is a memory of being cured of his condition by aliens. As he says, "These I am discerning what contacts with other life forms." John now remembers over 7 separate contacts, and says that the visitations continue even today. Case number 086. Contactee Richard Ralco has appeared elsewhere in this book because of the numerous cures he has received at the hands of extraterrestrials. As a child, Ralco contracted polio in a public swimming pool in Newark, New Jersey. He was treated by his family with massage therapy. However, at night, he was treated by the aliens who would come into his room and hold a flat instrument over his body. They would manipulate the instrument, which would flash brightly. After the treatments, Ralco discovered that his paralysis and weakness disappeared. Ralco is convinced that the aliens cured him of his polio. One condition from which millions of people suffer is infertility. Although not physically painful, this condition can cause untold mental anguish. Being denied the right to reproduce can be a devastating experience. Many people go through great lengths, including experimental and sometimes painful medical procedures, all for the chance of having their own child. The aliens have shown an extraordinary interest in the human reproductive system. One of the central features of an extraterrestrial medical examination may be the removal of reproductive material. Some female abductees report mysterious pregnancies, which vanish after a UFO abduction. Under hypnosis, these women often remember a medical procedure in which a fetus was removed from their bodies. In later abductions, they are shown these children. There are 3 cases on record in which people were cured of their infertility after an encounter with a UFO. The first case, investigated by ufologist Brad Steiger, involves a woman. The second, involving a man, is one of the best-known British abductions on record. The healing aspect, however, is virtually unknown. The third case was investigated by Barbara Lamb and is truly one of the strangest healings on record. Case number 081. One day, Doriel X. of Chicago, Illinois, saw a UFO, date not shown. A short time later, 2 beings mysteriously appeared in front of her. The 2 beings said their names were Litter and Gam, and said that they wanted to incarnate through Doriel. They told Doriel that she was one of them and that she would be perfect for bearing a child. Unfortunately, Doriel had already been diagnosed with infertility. Her doctor had told her in no uncertain terms that she would never be pregnant. Doriel was told by the aliens, however, that she would become pregnant in 6 months. 6 months later, the aliens' prediction came true. Doriel was inexplicably pregnant. 9 months later, she had a baby girl by natural childbirth. Because of the unusual conditions involving her baby's conception, she gave her the middle name of Litter. Doriel has no choice but to believe that the aliens cured her of her infertility. She has the child to prove it. And as she says in her own words, "Physiologically speaking, I had been told that I would be unable ever to become pregnant." Large object blocking the road. Case number 047. On November 28, 1980, police officer Alan Godfrey of the West Yorkshire Metropolitan Police Force in England was assigned to handle a peculiar problem. The station had received several calls about a herd of missing cows that had been seen in various locations. Godfrey had been twice commended for investigative work involving murders, so this assignment seemed trivial. On the way to find the cows, he encountered a large object blocking the road. At first he thought it was a double-decker bus, but upon closer inspection he saw it was a metallic saucer-shaped object with colored lights hovering 5 feet above the road. He tried to radio the station, but his car's radio was dead. Godfrey had no police training for such an experience, but he quickly realized he was seeing a UFO as portrayed in science fiction movies. As he sat there, sketching the object, Godfrey experienced a jump in time. He found himself further ahead on the road, missing 21 minutes of time. He rushed to the station and returned with several officers to the scene. Although it had been pouring rain all night, the area where the UFO had hovered was completely dry. They found the cows in a fenced area in which they appeared to have been deposited. There were no tracks in the area and the gate was locked at nights. As Godfrey says, the only way they could have gotten there is if something had gone plunk and dropped them. At first, Godfrey was ridiculed by his fellow officers, but when other officers in neighboring counties reported similar experiences, the ridicule seemed to stop. Godfrey then received ridicule from another source, his superiors. They advised him to simply resign. When he refused, his police car was taken away and he was given a bicycle. Eventually, he underwent hypnosis and recalled some of his experience aboard the UFO. Godfrey's wife, upon hearing his experience, made note of a peculiar event. It seems that a year earlier, Godfrey was called to a local disturbance. He ended up being severely beaten by three individuals. During the beating, Godfrey was kicked in the testicles, causing him to lose one testicle. The end result was that he was unable to have a normal sex life and was no longer fertile. As Godfrey says, "I was also told I would definitely be sterile for the rest of my life. I would not be able to father children." One night, a few weeks after the accident, Godfrey's wife was awakened by a strange sound over the house. She tried to wake up Godfrey, but inexplicably, he would not wake up. After a few minutes, the sound left. She never knew how to categorize the experience until her husband mentioned his UFO encounter. Only then did she realize what probably happened. She believes a UFO was responsible for the sound. But it was the next morning that they realized something else unusual had occurred. Godfrey seemed to be completely cured. As his wife says, "The next morning, Alan and I made love for the first time since he was beaten up. And then I became pregnant." Alan, however, became angry and assumed his wife was seeing another man. After all, he was sterile and his wife was pregnant. What other way could this happen? But just in case, Alan went to see the doctor. The doctor was stunned and said that Godfrey was miraculously and impossibly cured. As the doctor allegedly said, "I don't know how it happened. Your condition has been completely reversed. The test shows you're fertile, back to normal." More cures from ETs on serious illnesses. Richard Rylke is unique among contactees in that he has received more extraterrestrial cures than any other person. He has been cured of injuries, illnesses and diseases. In the following case, he was cured of yet another condition, which has caused him considerable pain. Case number 058. On July 5, 1989, Rylke received a cure for a life-threatening illness. In the mid-1980s, Rylke developed a tumor, Svulst, on the right side, his forehead. He was told by doctors that the tumor was related to leukemia, type condition from his childhood. He had already had several benign tumors surgically removed from his body, yet the tumors kept coming back. Rylke's alien friends advised him not to have more surgery. Unfortunately, tumors kept reappearing, so Rylke was forced to have another operation. Then, during his stay at a convention in Atlantic City, New Jersey, Rylke's alien friends, Karan and Nepos, appeared and removed one particularly bothersome tumor, leaving no traces. That seemed to solve the problem until years later, when the tumor appeared on Rylke's forehead. The tumor quickly became inch wide and showed no signs of healing. Friends and family began to express concern that it would affect his health. By 1989, Rylke was also becoming concerned. Then, on July 5 of that year, Rylke received a house visit by one of his ET friends. The ET told him that they were aware of his tumor and had been searched for a method to remove it. The aliens took him aboard a UFO and told him that they were going to test a new healing device on him. They placed a small handheld instrument that emitted a beam of light. Rilke was placed in an unconscious state and reports that he felt no physical sensation. When he awoke, the aliens told Rilke that his tumor was gone. H was instantly beamed back into his bedroom. Once in his bedroom, Rilke dashed to the mirror and saw that the aliens were right, his tumor had vanished. Nearly 100 people had witnessed Rilke's tumor, so when it disappeared, it amazed a great number of people, all of whom verified the cure. Rilke states that many people seemed surprised, making comments like, "My God, they're not all bad, are they?" Today, Rilke continues to maintain contact with his extraterrestrial friends. 7 Simultaneous UFO Abduction and Healing. Case number 031. In October 1973, in a small town in the mid-western United States, Pat Roach and 3 of her 7 children experienced a simultaneous UFO abduction. All of them except the youngest experienced a period of missing time and only remembered the experience under hypnosis. This case was investigated by several well-known UFO researchers, including James Harder Ph.D., Captain Kevin Randall, and Jim and Coral Lorenzen. They performed hypnosis on the witnesses, and a typical UFO abduction scenario was revealed. The youngest, Debbie Dottie Roach, however, already had full conscious memory of the event. Same as in the Janos contact, right after the event occurred, Pat assumed there had been a prowler. Debbie said simply, "They were spacemen. They didn't make me forget. They told me not to tell anyone except those in my family." Debbie then gave a detailed description of the aliens, the ship and what happened when they were all taken on board. According to Debbie, they were all told to get on a machine. Debbie, who had been very ill all her life, was told by the aliens that she would be healed. As Debbie says, "The one that stood in the corner asked my name. And he said that I wouldn't be sick anymore." As the report says, Pat had said that Debbie had been very sad before the aliens arrived and they had done something to or for her. The sickness was gone after the aliens left. As we have seen, people have been cured of all kinds of disease by extraterrestrials. Many of these diseases are considered to be chronic and/or incurable. Obviously, it is our own limitations that cause a disease to be labeled incurable. It may be that there is no such thing as an incurable disease. Cancer. Cancer is a very dangerous disease, yet aliens seem to be able to cure it relatively easily. Cancer can, of course, go into spontaneous remission, making it difficult to pinpoint the actual cause of a cure. The following case involves a cancer cure that may or may not be attributable to a UFO experience. Case number 052. In the mid-1980s, Edward Garlos of Pennsylvania discovered a mark on his lower body that was diagnosed as cancerous. Carlos immediately had an operation and the cancer went into remission. However, Carlos attributes the remission to the energies he experiences through gardening and water, color painting, and to the energies transmitted to him by the abduction process. It may seem that contactees are lucky to have alien friends that cure them of various illnesses and diseases. However, being a contactee is not all fun and games. Like many people who report UFO encounters, contactees are often accused of lying and are even shamelessly ridiculed. When contactees go public with their experiences, they can leave themselves wide open to this kind of attack. Usually, contactees are chosen in order to fulfill a certain task, and they're often expected to tell people of their experiences, despite ridicule or disbelief. Of course, contactees must maintain good health to complete their mission. The Wixes, with whom you should be familiar by now, are just a few of the many contactees who have gone public with their experiences. Among the many cures they have received, there is also one healing of cancer. Case number 092. Elizabeth X. is one of the many Earth people that Bert and Denise Twiggs have seen aboard the Andro mothership. Elizabeth witnessed Bert being cured of cancer he didn't even know he had. Elizabeth clearly remembered that the aliens diagnosed Bert with lung cancer. They promptly performed surgery and removed the cancer from the lung in which it had appeared. Another cancer case comes from well-known UFO researcher Wendell C. Stevens, who is responsible for bringing a number of contactee cases to public attention. Case number 084. An unidentified Hungarian woman told UFO researcher Wendell C. Stevens that she was a contactee. Stevens reports that the woman told him that she had been taken aboard UFOs on four separate occasions. While on board, she claims to have met friendly aliens who cured her of cancer. She refused to go public with her experiences after being warned by Hungarian government officials to remain silent. The cancer cures are the most dramatic and unbelievable of all UFO cures. They seem to involve complex procedures with many instruments. Beams of light are often used, as they are on other illnesses. Sometimes open surgery is required. In other cases, pills are given. The case which follows involves all these methods of healing. Evidently, the cancer was bad enough that it involved extensive attention. The case gripped the entire UFO community when it was first revealed by Brazilian journalist João Martins and UFO investigator Olavo T. Fontes, who was the official medical investigator of UFOs for the Brazilian government. It was also published in an article by UFO investigator Gordon Creighton in the popular journal, Flying Saucer Review. Today, the case has become one of the most well-known and widely reported of all UFO healings. Case number 011. On October 25, 1957, an anonymous family in Petropolis, Brazil was visited by a UFO, which cured one member of the family of terminal stomach cancer. According to the report, the family was very wealthy, and the father was a powerful and influential figure in society. The man's young daughter was suffering from stomach cancer and doctors expected that she would die. The daughter's disease progressed quickly. She was suffering intensely on the night the UFO visited TH family. What follows is the first-hand testimony of Anitzio Maria, who was the family's maid and an eyewitness to the event. It appeared originally in the book, UFO Abduction at Mirassol, published by Wendell C. Stevens of the UFO Photo Archives. It was the following letter which first brought the case to the attention of the UFO community. Dear Senior Martins, I have read your articles and desire to compliment you on them. I believe in the existence of the flying discs because I personally witnessed the incident here related. I don't know if you will believe me, but I assure you that what I am going to tell you is the truth. I am poor, but honest. I will not mention the whole names involved, but I am sure you will understand. My name is Anitzia Maria. I am 37 years old and actually live in Rio de Janeiro. I have worked in the home of Senior X since December 1957. You must excuse me for not mentioning his name, for he is a wealthy and influential man of this city. The daughter of my employer suffered from cancer of the stomach. She suffered considerably, and I was employed to serve as a sort of governess, and to assist the senorita Tule, the daughter with cancer. She had been given many and diverse treatments to control the cancer, but the doctors had said there was no hope. In August of 1957, my employer sent the whole family to a small farm near Petropolis, hoping his daughter would improve in the better climate. But the days passed with no improvement. Le could no longer eat and her suffering was horrible and became worse every day. She was given constant injections of morphine to control the pain. I remember the night of 25 October very well. We expected her to die as the pains of Senorita Tule were terrible. The injections seemed to have no effect. Her father was singing a verse when suddenly a strong bright light came onto one side and shone directly on the house. We were all in the room of Senorita Tule, whose window was situated exactly on the side of the house from which the light came. The only light inside was a small lamp at the head of the bed. "Cock," cried Julino, a brother of the dying girl, as he ran to the window and saw a disc-shaped machine there in the light. It was not very big, and I am not learned enough to be able to say what its diameter might be or its height. I know that it was not very big. The upper part was enveloped in a luminescence of a yellowish, reddish color. Picture: a Norwegian woman have had a lot of UFO experience since childhood, and in 97 she had a ship, which also radiated yellow light, just outside her window as the illustration here shows. Suddenly, a port automatically opened in the object and two small beings emerged. They came toward the house while a third one remained in the port of a disc. I noticed on the interior of the disc, through the port, I could see a green light dimly like can be seen in nightclubs. The humans came into the house. They were short, about 1.20 meters tall, smaller than a younger son of my employer who was 10 years old. They had large heads on top of their shoulders, reddish ears, small slanted eyes, like Chinese, but their skin was a vivid green. They had something on their hands that I thought were gloves. Their suits were white and seemed to be thick, the chest, the sides and the cuffs shined brightly. I do not know how to explain. They came up to the side of Senorita Tule, who moaned in pain, eyes wide open, and not understanding anything that was going on around her. Nobody moved or spoke in the terrible tension. I was there in the room with Senior X and his wife, Senior Julino and his wife, and Otavino, the younger son of my employer. Those humans looked at me silently and stood at the side of the bed and lay, placing the instruments that they carried on the top of the milky coverlet. They made a gesture towards my employer, and one of them placed his hand on the forehead of Senior X and discussed the case of Senorita Tule with a bluish light that showed all of her interior. We saw all there was inside the belly of the girl. With another instrument that emitted a noise, he pointed it in the direction of the stomach of Leia and we could see cancer. This operation lasted about a half hour. Then Senorita Tule went to sleep and they left. But before leaving the house, they communicated with Senior X telepathically that he would have to give her medicine during 1 month. Then they gave him a sphere made of stainless steel, like metal, which contained some 30 small white pills. She was to be given one per day and she would be cured. Le later returned to her doctor who verified that her cancer had been cured. I have left that house, but I promised to absolutely guard the secret of this case. Therefore I have told you, but I must guard the true identity. If you mention this case in your articles, it is of no consequence because I have withheld the names of the people involved in this. But I assure you that everything I have said is real. Le was condemned to die of cancer of the stomach and, in spite of this, she was saved by an instrument that looked like a flashlight, that emitted rays that dissolved the cancer, and she survived. They saved Senorita Le and the same night returned to the flying machine and were gone. Still more cases from an OHA source, plus another case from Sweden, more on healing help from advanced ETs which I myself experienced in 99 in a similar way directly, and not through any earthly, healer-o.remark, or http://adrianvier.tripod.com/, link to part 1. Main UFO contact page, Lobsang Rampa page, spiritual knowledge, main page.